You're listening to Business Daily from the BBC with Tania Beckett. The consumption of steel in China has risen rapidly over the last few years in tandem with a mushrooming of the economy's manufacturing base. But foreign producers hoping to sell their products into the country are facing a number of challenges ahead. First, China is making more of its own steel. Secondly, there's a shift towards a more sophisticated manufacturing, suggesting a smaller need for steel. And last but not least, the economy is growing at a slower pace. Sandy Chim is CEO and president of Century Iron Mines. He's here with me in the studio. Sandy, welcome. Now, you do not, in fact, export steel to China. It's iron ore that you sell, and they need a lot of that, and you dig that up in Canada.
That's correct. We are looking at actually the China market, not for a steel market, but actually for what China, this growing $8.2 trillion economy, still lacks. And it's going to lag for a long time, which is iron ore. China is not self-sufficient, buys 70% from the global seaborne market, and that's going to continue for a long time, and we're in that space.
So a lot has been said about China's economy slowing its pace. Are you noticing that in terms of demand, or is the demand still rising exponentially?
We see actually the demand rising very substantially and continuously. Is not going to stop for quite some time in the future. What we see actually is only a mathematical calculation of the annual rate of growth when we say China's slowing down. China's not slowing down in terms of growing by size. It's slowing down only in terms of annual calculated GDP rate. If you look at the $8.2 trillion economy today, China is growing at 7.5%. That represents $600 billion of annual growth in quantum, and that is as big as countries like Saudi Arabia or Switzerland.
And what are they using this iron ore for, once they've made it into steel, of course? Infrastructure primarily?
Infrastructure primarily in this development stage of China. And also China went from actually a communist socialist planned economy to a market-oriented economy. Mind you, 35 years ago, nobody had a home or even a room that time. And now as China expands and people are making more or less today $6,500 per capita annually, these people is going to need a home. So real estate development is going to be the big thing for many years to come.
And China is, of course, trying to move its economy, shift its economy into more domestic demand, less exports, so rebalance it. Do you feel confident that that's going to happen, or does it have a long way to go there?
I think it's got a long way to go at only $6,500 per capita income. China is far from being a domestically consumption-led economy. And China wants to do that, make no mistake about it. And China is going to do that by, in the meantime, while the export market is very depressed, is going to invest by fixed asset investment in the economy so that China can generate this consumption momentum that hopefully is going to lead maybe a couple of decades later into a pure, truly domestic consumption-led economy.
Just coming back to the demand for raw materials, more broadly in the region, infrastructure is a big focus. I've seen some predictions that suggest something like an amount of money equivalent to the size of the US economy is going to be spent on infrastructure in Asia in the next 15 years. That's good news for you, isn't it?
Absolutely. And this is, I guess, the major kind of thrust and the context of growing China, because it grew from 35 years ago, very, very basic economy, had practically nothing. People were making only less than $30 a year. But now it is the time for it to grow, to gain back to its more normal state.
Sandy Chim, thank you very much indeed. CEO and President of Century Iron Mines. Well, if you've got views on the programme, do share them with us. Our email address is world.business@bbc.co.uk. And if you've missed any of our programmes from the past 30 days, download our podcast. Tomorrow on Business Daily, the next in our instalment of the Elemental Business Series, Gold.